I'm talking to thoroughbred trader Adam Trender, and we've just seen Beautiful Bun score an upset win in the $100,000 listed weight for age Vamos Stakes. Adam, you must be thrilled with the mare's performance.
Static Peter, sort of. She's done a fantastic job. She's terribly durable and honest, and it's taken her a long way this evening.
She's come a long way from in the middle of November. She went 5th of 11 in a benchmark 68 behind Status Seeker. And then you've prepared her, and she was placed twice. Very unlucky in Hobart at her previous start when she almost came down. But you've just prepared her perfectly for this race.
Exactly right. It was a long-term plan. Sort of the owners were very keen to try and get some black type next to her name for the broodmare purpose. Sort of we come here probably thinking there was going to be place black type, but she's had the luck on the evening and really stepped up, and sort of we've got the win on the board. So the results are tremendous thrill for all the team and the owners.
Now, this mare is owned by...
She's owned by Dr. Tam Jew in Victoria, Tam and Jackie Jew. He's one of the leading plastic surgeons in Victoria and probably Australia, so big supporters of the stable. I actually trained my first winner for them, Fabulously Fake, so they've had horses with me the whole time that I've been training, so terribly rewarding to be able to get a win for them this evening.
Well, if you ever need a nose job, Adam, you'll always get a discount now.
we might be able to work something out.
All right, now, where do you go with this mare now?
Well, she's probably a little bit awkwardly placed now, to be honest with you, Pete. Sort of, she stepped up. Her rating will go through the roof. We'll see what transpires tomorrow. But whether we give her a crack at the George Adams, the really big boys, sort of, she's in that class bracket now. So, or whether we stop and look at a race for her in Adelaide on Adelaide Cup Day. I know there is a 1300 metre, $80,000 race there. So, there's a couple of options. She's travelled before. She went to Brisbane for the Winter Carnival and probably didn't travel the best. So, that puts a little bit of a doubt on the travelling option. She's a very routine mare, but we're in a good position with her now. Sort of the job's been done tonight, and we'll explore our options over the next few days.
All right, mate. Look, well done. And how many horses have you got in work at Sprayton now?
Do 25. Sort of the team here, the girls, they do a really good job. And 25 is just a nice number for us. We can keep a good handle on it. Everything's done 110%. And as you see, evening like tonight, the results are there and the reward's there.
Well, Pack to the Rafters, a very, very strong win tonight from Pack to the Rafters. And great for Chelsea Goodrick, your partner Leah's sister. It was beaut to see Pack to the Rafters win for her, because she was a gift to Chelsea from Charlie Goggin for all of Chelsea's efforts and loyalty to Charlie when she was strapping for him.
Exactly right. It's a really feel-good story. Sort of when he first arrived in the stable, I don't know whether he was a gift or a hindrance, to be honest with you. He looked pretty slow when he first arrived to us, but identified him as a pretty strong stayer. And he very rarely races under the mile. And as you saw tonight, he got to the line really well over the 2100. Sort of good speed probably helped him. But he was nice and strong, and he'll continue to be productive for, I believe.
All right, well, a terrific get a double on feature race night, and certainly congratulations for Beautiful Buns winning. Backed in from $151 to $51 on fixed odds. I hope you had a little bit of that, Adam.
No, leave me out of that, but I'm hoping there's some happy putters out there, Pete.
All right, well done, mate, and let's hope the winners just keep on rolling in for you.
Thank you very much.